desire and interest in your prayers this morning as we look into the Word of God. Been in meeting in Shawnee from last Friday through Wednesday night, and my family was just there for the weekend, and on the way home, one of the children mentioned to Renee, they said, "Dad seemed to be preaching more direct there than he does at home sometimes. I don't want y'all to miss out." My burden is to give what the Lord gives, how He gives it, when He gives. So if you think it's direct here, well, I guess some of that's the difference between pastoring evangelism, but I think that when it's direct, and I will say this, when the Word of God comes direct, people that don't want to measure up will get offended. People that have an honest heart will accept it and move up in the Lord and be thankful for it and be blessed by it. So that means then that when the Word of God comes forward, whether it's gentle or straight or no room to move, when it comes, it just shines exactly where it ought to shine. It really is an indication of where we are spiritually, how we respond to truth that comes. Desire your prayers this morning. I have a burden on my heart that the Lord gave me on Plug the Leak. Some of you have heard the story from, it's a legend. It's a legend of the little Dutch boy that was passing by a dike in Holland on his way to school. And he noted, and those that talk about dike, just take it as being a little dam that holds the water back. It's kind of like a dam, and it had a leak. And he saw a leak in this dike or in this dam for our purposes. And he knew that if that little hole in that dike, if that water kept flowing, you know what happens to a little leak? It pretty soon turns into a little stream, and then turns into a torrent, and then turns into a major flood, and then into a major catastrophe. And so that little boy, he went up there and he took his finger and he plugged the leak. He put his finger in that hole in the dike until someone else came by and saw what was going on. They called the men of the town or the village, and they came and they repaired the dike. So in essence, that little boy saved the town. And you say, all he did was plug the leak. It was just something little. But it is the little things in life. If we don't take care of the little things in life, they're going to turn into something big. And I want to encourage us this morning as we examine our lives in where we are with God, we can look at some things and say it's insignificant, it's not that big of a deal, and it's not sin. But understand that most Christians, now I'm talking about Christians, most Christians that end up losing out with God, it does not come from a major blowout. I knew one man that woke up one day and he went out and got drunk. That was a blowout. And he lost his salvation. But most people, that's not where it starts. It starts with things that are not even sin. It starts with being casual in your relationship with God. It starts by losing the passion for truth. It comes by a hurt. Do we all get hurts in life? If you haven't, I'd like to visit with you. God bless you. But if you've lived for very long, and as time goes on, you're going to find there's some things that can really hurt you. You're in a dangerous place when you've been hurt because you have some decisions to make. Plug the leak. If there are things in life, and again, things that are not sin, but if issues are not taken care of in our life when they're just little, the scripture says it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. It's the little things that we allow in our life that can end up through time causing us to actually end up with no power with God, no anointing, no relationship, and sometimes we're even still going through the form. We still come to service from time to time, maybe. We still might even testify. We might even still have private devotions. But all the time, we don't have anything inside. And we say, what happened? What happened? I didn't wake up and say, well, I'm going to backslide today. But we didn't plug the leak. We didn't take care of the problem. So if there are things in your life, and I'm going to touch on a few things this morning, but there's a whole lot more. Open up your heart to the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean you've backslidden. It doesn't mean you've sinned. But it may be an area in your life that you need to take care of. Plug the leak. Fix it. Don't just look at it and say it's no big deal. In Hebrews, in the second chapter, Hebrews chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, Hebrews chapter 2. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed. He doesn't just say earnest heed. He said the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. And then moving down, verse 3 said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? Now, in a lot of times we hear that passage of Scripture as being those that are just neglecting getting saved. But for our purposes and the burden I have this morning, I would like us to consider what happens for those of us that are saved and we start neglecting that salvation that we do have. God has given, if you know the Lord this morning, you have been blessed with something wonderful. I mean, God has done so much for us. He forgave us. He gave us peace. He gave us joy. He freed us from the power of sin. It's not that I can't sin anymore. It's that He gave me something better. I don't want to anymore because I have something better the Lord gave to me. He gave us His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit I am so thankful to have. That's where I find the depth of comfort. He's called the Comforter, isn't He? The Comforter, He's my guide. He gives me strength when I'm weak. I want to keep the Holy Spirit in my life. He has given us a place to worship. He's given us people that love us. Do you not have people that love you this morning? Aren't there people that you have a common love for God and the privilege it is to come together like this morning and have fellowship together? Do you know the enemy would like to cause a leak in all of those things? Fellowship, worship, the Holy Spirit, the joy you have, the peace you have, and you think, well, it's just a little leak. Plug it before you lose it. Allow the Lord to come in and work in our life. We give Him the more earnest heed lest we let Him slip. To let them slip means to fall to the ground. And what this passage means. In other words, take heed to what you've heard. Take heed to what you have unless you let it fall down. Or, for purpose of our illustration, unless you let it leak out. Take heed and be careful. Be cautious. And I think we need to be aware of some spiritual leaks this morning because, again, it's not generally the tire blowouts that we have fixed. And I'm thankful if you have a blowout, the Lord has a new tire for you. Doesn't He? I'm thankful that if you have a blowout and you just lose it, you can come to the Lord and He's there and He will not just fix the old, He'll give you a new tire. That's the love of God this morning. But a lot of times, we need to be careful of those slow leaks. Because they're the cause of spiritual decline. I've had tires before that come out and see, well, it looks a little low, and so you take it, not to get it fixed, you just take and put more air in it. A few days later, you see it's a little low and put more air in it. What does that tell you after you've done that a couple times? There's a leak. You can keep filling it up if you want, but guess what? It's going to keep on leaking. It's going to keep leaking. So the answer is, go take care of it. Because leaks, they can start small, but if you don't fix a leak, what's going to happen through time? It's going to get bigger. You get a nail in your tire, and you can sometimes go for days, even weeks sometimes, without it, but you have to keep airing it up. And then as that nail keeps getting pressure on as you're driving and working around, it's going to keep moving that rubber back and forth until pretty soon your tire's just going to go down. And you're going to have to go get it fixed then. And now you've been on the side of the road. You're going to have to call someone to come get you. You're going to have to go wait. It causes a lot more problem than if you just take care of the leak. Spiritually, have y'all ever had, anybody besides me, ever had a nail in the tire? Ever had something, it wasn't that I was sinning, but something that was just draining me of the joy of the Lord? Draining me of the victory, of the peace that I had with God? Well, you don't see a small leak sometimes. You don't see it moment by moment. You see it sometimes day by day or week by week or even month by month sometimes. Just a slow, gradual decline. You know they have those pressure gauges you put on tires? Pressure gauges tell you what the pressure in your tires. What if you all were had a spiritual pressure check this morning? What would it show? There's an answer to that. I mean, it may be 28 or 35. I don't know what kind of tires you have. And it's not for me to look around. Here's the problem. It's not for me to look around and say, well, you're pressured at 35 and I've got 40. Because guess what? My tires are different than your tires. It's not wise for us to compare ourselves among ourselves. Is that not right? Don't start looking around thinking you're okay because you think you're just a little more spiritual. Most likely you're probably not anyway. And again, we come back to this whole problem of self-righteousness. You need to look to the Lord in what you know God wants you to be, in what He wants you to have, and see where you're at with God. When you put the spiritual pressure on and test the gauge, where are you at this morning? Or can you see I'm a little bit deflated? I'm not quite where I was a month ago. I'm not quite where I was last year. Folks, the Lord wants us to be growing in the Lord. He wants us to be prospering. But I also found with circumstances in life, there are times we just need to be aired up. There are times in life through living, we're going to get a nail in the tire. And that doesn't mean we need to be discouraged because of it. It means me, Lord, thank you for letting me see the nail in the tire, and I want to have it fixed, and I want to get aired back up. Well, are you filled up this morning? How's your joy? Full of grace and glory, we sing. Are you filled up this morning? And if you're not sure, ask your spouse. Ask your children. Ask your parents. But I don't think we really need to ask. See? I think we know. I think when we're honest with ourselves and with God, we know if we're a little bit deflated. So the question is, how are we doing? And if there's a problem, don't wait until you have a major spiritual blowout. Plug the leak and take care of it. Seasons change. You know what happens with tires as it gets colder? And I imagine if we were to go out, if you were to go out this morning and check the pressure on your tires, if you haven't done it for a while, I dare say a lot of you all need some air. You know the reason why? Because as it gets colder, as the seasons change, it changes the pressure in that tire. And as it gets warmer again, that air in there starts expanding and you got good pressure. But when things get a little cold outside, it reduces that pressure in the tire. So you need to air it up. I found life like that. It may not even be a leak, but through life and seasons change, and there's different circumstances and different pressures and different trials that we go through. Sometimes we just need to come and the Lord say, I need some renewal. I need some refreshing in the Spirit of the Lord. World can flat out just be draining sometimes. You go out and face the world and see, observe the things that are out in the world and come home and it can just be draining sometimes. That's the effect that the world has on us. So we need to keep coming back to the Lord and getting refreshed and renewed. And don't say, well, I was saved 15 years ago. I'm glad you were saved 15 years ago. But I've needed some air added to my spiritual tire since I got saved 35 years ago. And if I would have just stayed and said, well, I got saved 35 years ago, I would have lost out with God if I hadn't come back and said, Lord, I need some renewal. I need refreshing. I'm just getting kind of deflated and I need you to plug some leaks for me and I need to be aired up to be where you want me to be. I've had to do that I don't know how many times in the last 35 years. And you know what? I'm going to have to keep doing it. And that doesn't make me less spiritual. Is that right? So don't be ashamed this morning when the Lord shows you a need in your life. Say, thank you, Lord. I want to take care of it. And if there's something I can do about it to plug the leak, Lord, I'm going to be willing to do it because I want to make it all the way on this journey. I don't want to get on the side of the road and not have anybody to help me. It is no shame to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I got a hole in my spiritual tire. Well, at least it's not blown out yet. You can plug the leak and go on the journey. The scripture over in Acts 3:19, he said, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Times is plural. Okay, people say, well, I was refreshed when I got saved and I was refreshed when I received the Holy Spirit. No, he said, when times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. That means in life, we need to keep coming back for those times of renewal, those times of being aired up again. You know, when you get tired and worn out physically, it can be a spiritual drain on you. And I'll tell you, when you start getting spiritually drained out, or just physically, when you get physically tired, the devil is going to capitalize on that. And now, Brother Cook told us one time that sometimes for some people, the most spiritual thing you can do is go take a nap. That has been quoted quite a few times, Brother Cook. The most spiritual thing you can do sometimes is just go take a nap. Do you really know that? That is actually not just something that sounds kind of neat. That's true. Because when people are working so much or doing so much and get tired, the devil knows that and our defenses are lowered. And when we get tired, the enemy's going to capitalize on that and we're more prone to making mistakes. We're more prone. I remember staying up all night when I was going to school and college and having what we pull some all-nighters. And we'd be up all night studying for a test. You know, I kind of got to the place I wasn't even sure that really did a whole lot of good. I'd do better maybe just to stay up till 1 o'clock studying and then go get some sleep and be refreshed in the morning for the test. Spiritually, folks, when we start getting tired and you're not taking care of your body, you need to plug the leak. You may say, well, I'm not going to backslide, but I'll tell you what, your defenses get lowered and the enemy comes in. It's harder to resist temptation. Because you're tired. And you say, but this is spiritual. Yes, we're an integral being. Plug the leak. Go take a nap. Some may say, oh, that's what I've been waiting for. I can't wait to get home. But you understand this is practical. Plug the leak. When we get tired, when people go through times of grief, it is draining. When people are grieving and there are times we need to come back to the Lord for comfort and for strength. When you get hurt, and I'm going to address that a little bit more. You know, doing good things is very draining as well. The work of God is draining. Some of the more difficult times for me sometimes is after I get back from when I'm going full blast, morning till night. You say, oh, working for God, that's just wonderful. But you know what? There's almost a letdown when you get home. There's almost just this. And if you ever experience that, you young people listen, in your work for God, you go out and work for God and then you come back and all of a sudden it just feels like you're drained and you're kind of like, what did I do wrong? I thought I was doing something good. That's just part of the battle. That's part of the battle. And you need to recognize when you do something good, the devil's going to fight it. And it's when after you've been out working for God, you think, well, I ought to be getting stronger. Yes, you are in some ways, but sometimes we just need to come back and say, Lord, I'm feeling pretty worn out or kind of feeling like, what am I doing here? You know, more can be accomplished over there. I need you to plug the leak. I need the Lord to minister to me. More than once, I've gotten an oil change, and which is something good to do, right? You don't need me to ask y'all, but how long has it been since you changed the oil on your vehicle? You know, some people just let it go and it gets dirty and gets, but spiritually, you need to change the oil sometimes. But I've gone and had the oil change and come home and I pull out the next morning. Guess what's on the driveway? a leak. Here I went, tried to get something good done. Now they just did the job, didn't do a very good job, and now it's leaking. Plug the leak. Take care of it. You may feel like you've been doing some good things, making some good decisions, but sometimes even in that, it causes some leaks. I've done this for God, and all of a sudden it seemed like God ought to be blessing me, but all of a sudden I sprung a spiritual leak over here. That's part of it, folks. That's part of living for God. Take care of the leak. You know, I talking about working for God, do you know a good place to get a nail in the tires at a construction site? In a construction site where something's going up. There's building in progress. And I find it's the same way in your personal life. It'll be that way in the congregation and in the body of saints. When you're really out working for God, it's a good place to pick up nails. So we've got to come and say, Lord, I'm not going to stop building because I got a hole in my tire. But Lord, I want to plug the leak. I want to take care of it when I see that there's a problem here. And we're going to have to move through this quickly, but one of the areas that I want us to consider this morning is our love. If you were to put a gauge on your love for God this morning, how is it? I think there are some people that need to plug the leak because their love is just leaking out. And love is evidenced by fervency. And by zeal. And by passion. And you say, oh, well, God and I have a relationship. Is there any passion in it? What is a relationship without any zeal? Without any desire? What kind of relationship is that? Say, not much. There's a lot of people that are doing the right things, but the love is just kind of leaked out. Scripture says over in Revelation, you know the Scripture, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left. Now, that's a little different than losing. Brother Carl pointed that out this week, but I have somewhat against thee because thou have left thy first love. In other words, you've allowed your affections to start going some other places. Where's your love? What makes you excited this morning? What gets you talking? Where's your love? If you see that you're not as zealous as you one time were, and it just seems like the zeal and your passion for the Lord has started to leak out, don't be discouraged. Plug the leak. It's kind of like people say, well, I've been struggling in my prayer life. Has anybody here ever struggled reading and praying? I know a lot of people struggle with that, and they can say, I'm trying to find the time. I know retired people that sit at home, and they say, oh, I'm struggling to find the time. I'm thinking, you're sitting at home 24 hours a day and you don't have time. It's because it's just the nature of the battle. It doesn't matter whether you're working. Don't think when you retire it's going to be any different. It won't be. You're either going to read and pray or you're not. And so then you think, well, I want to plug the leak. And then they go along for a while and I've been doing real good this week. And then the next week the devil comes along and said, you didn't read and pray. And he thinks he's got you. Do you know what the answer is then? I want to tell you, don't be discouraged. Plug the leak. If the devil comes along and says, you didn't read and pray, they say, thank you, devil, for reminding me. I'll do that right now. And read and pray. If it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that's okay. Read and pray. Don't allow the devil come and beat you over the head because you didn't do what you should have. Thank the devil for reminding you and go do it. Plug the leak. Take care of your relationship. Many times people's experience with God, and I'm talking about right here now, it becomes more ritualistic than it does about relationship. I am not interested this morning in just following a ritual. Okay, I can't do that. I have to do that. I have to dress this way. I can't go there. Can't listen to that. Okay, I think I'm doing pretty good. No. This is about something going on between my heart and God. A relationship. I'm not doing those things, or I am doing this, but the reason is because I love the Lord. And if we allow our love to leak out, all we have is tradition. All we have is just ritual. And that doesn't mean it's wrong, but you're missing the essence of what this is about. This is about your love. And there are times in relationships that there is a leak. in marriages, relationship with children and their parents, that sometimes it's not that you don't love, but it's just kind of leaked a little bit, and you realize we need to revive this thing. We need to renew this thing. Take time spiritually. Plug the leak this morning. There are those that are, the scripture talks about being lukewarm. Plug the leak. One of the other areas that it seems like we're so busy. And the scripture says over in Luke 21 to take heed yourself lest your hearts be overcharged. Now you can say overcharged is too full. Filled up. Surfeiting drunkenness and cares of this life. But do you know it's filled up with the wrong things? That's the problem. It's too filled up with the wrong things. Folks, plug the leak. If you have been spending too much time and attention on lawful things, the Lord's saying, I want you to take care of it. So how can you plug the leak? Say no to this and start giving God more time. Don't act like you're helpless. I mean, is that okay? That's direct, isn't it? People, I'm just so busy. You're so helpless. Do something about it. You made a decision to be busy, and you can make a decision to spend time for the Lord that you need. I just couldn't make it to church because I have things to do. No, you made that decision. Don't blame it on anybody else. You made a decision not to be here. Is that direct? All right, then let's measure up. Lord, help me. It's my decision. No one forced me not to come to service. And we act like we can't help it. Now, with that being said, I know there are some circumstances that are unavoidable. Okay? So with that said, it's not time to be looking at anybody else. Oh, Lord, help me now. Look at my own life. There are things that are unavoidable. But when unavoidable becomes most of the time, that tells me it's really not unavoidable. It's based on decisions and priorities. Plug the leak. What kind of example are we being to our children? What kind of example are we being to the congregation if they were to do just like we do? In our fervency, in our attendance, in our zeal, in our giving, in our conduct, if our children followed our example, would we be very thankful, or would we see some areas that I need to plug this leak? I need to take care of this. It's not a time to be discouraged. It's time to say, thank you, Lord. I'm going to plug some leaks in my life. It's going to be a snare on all those that come on the face of the earth. Leak in the relationship. Prayer time, meditating, reflecting on God. What about a leak in the fire? I don't want to show a hand, but do you have the fire of the Lord burning in your heart this morning? Can you, when you examine your life, do you have the fire? I dare say there's a lot of people that really don't have that burning fire. And I'm thinking, what's life about for them in their service to God if they don't got that fire? What is it that's draining that fire? What is it you're doing? What is it people are doing? And again, this is very personal now. It's not my job to come and plug your leaks. Okay? Now, if you want to come and have someone assist pulling the nail out, we'll do that. But this is God's work. This is about you and God this morning. What is it that's being a spiritual drain to you? You young people, have you ever gone someplace or watched something and after you did it, you just felt kind of spiritually, eh? You know what I'm talking about? For short of a better word to use. You just feel depleted. You feel deflated. Do you recognize that we ought to learn a lesson from that? Maybe it wasn't sin and you look around and say, well, the preacher's children are doing it. What does that have to do with it? Everybody, all the young people are doing it. It doesn't matter. If you do something and you feel that spiritual drain, then plug the leak. Stop doing it. It's not just because it's sin or not sin. How does it affect you spiritually? This is where it takes spiritual maturity. This is where it's not just like we talked about in Sunday school this morning in the young people's class. It's not just because of mom and dad or the church now. Now, this is something going on between me and God. And I choose not to do that or to do this because this is where I feel the joy of the Lord in my life. This is where I feel at peace. And every time I do that, I just don't feel any peace. Plug the leak. Let's grow up in the Lord this morning. What did Nehemiah say? The joy of the Lord is what? The joy of the Lord is your strength. So how's your joy this morning? And sometimes people say, well, I just don't have any strength. Well, what about your joy? There's a correlation. The joy of the Lord is your strength. We start getting discouraged when we stop experiencing the joy of the Lord. So then I have to stop for a moment and I can say, okay, I need to be stronger. No, Lord, let's start on my joy. Let's plug the leak. What is it that's draining my joy? Now, does anybody here have things in your life that's been draining your joy? Is that a yes? Plug the leak. What is it that drains our joy? One of the areas, I mentioned it, I'll tell you, when you get hurt or offended, you start losing your joy. You start losing your strength. Pretty soon, you're not going to have a lot left to think, what happened? I didn't do anything wrong. I was just hurting. We should have plugged the leak. Lord, I was hurt there. I didn't understand why they did that, or maybe I do understand. That makes it even worse sometimes. You know, why are they acting like that? You know, some people, you think you might think you haven't figured out, and there's some people, I just have to come to the conclusion, I don't know why they do what they do, but you know what? Leave them with God, because what you think or don't think is not going to change them. It's not going to change them. So Lord, why should I allow a hurt? What they did, why should I allow that to steal my salvation? And it doesn't start by backsliding. It starts by not having joy. My mind's occupied. Lord, help me to plug the leak. Help me, Lord, learn to commit them to the Lord with the right attitude. I'm not saying write them off. I'm saying commit them to the Lord in love, plug the leak, and move on. Why should we let people that hurt us keep pulling us back to the same place? Lord, help us to learn to forgive and love and then move on. Plug the leak. Circumstance. I know people have some rough things to face in life. And you can come to the altar and guess what? You can go face the same circumstance. Lord, help me in my spirit then for the leak to be plugged, that I can face those circumstances and maintain that peace and that joy that I have with God. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. People, you know, the Spirit doesn't drain out. You either have the Holy Spirit or you don't, okay? But this is where the problem is. Sometimes we stop allowing the Holy Spirit to have as much right of way and control in our life, okay? And we're not as sensitive to the Holy Spirit. That's what we need to plug this morning. If we have not been as careful, as diligent, and the oil runs out, we need to come back and get what the problem is. I've seen people get saved and backslide, get saved, backslide, and back and forth year after year after year. You know what I've observed? That a lot of times they go back to the exact same thing when they backslide. You ever notice that? They go back to going to the same places, listening to the same stuff, doing the same things, and that was what kind of pulled them back to start with. That ought to tell us where the leak is. Lord, I want to maintain a victorious Christian life. I don't want to have to keep going over the same ground year after year. It's time to plug the leak. It's time to recognize this thing is detrimental to me. As much as I can say it's not sin, and as much as I can make an intellectual, rational case to say it's okay to do it and still serve the Lord, why is it every time I lose my peace with God or my experience with God, that's the thing that I'm back to? That ought to tell us something. The bells ought to be going off. Plug the leak then. Let's give that thing to the Lord, as much as we may say it's not sin. Give it to the Lord and watch yourself grow in Him. Plug the leak. We have been called to liberty this morning. The Scripture says, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. What the Lord has set us free from, let's not use our liberty just to go back to it. We are not free this morning from restraints and from the law of God, but we're free from the servitude of sin. That's what we're free from. Remember in 2010, BP, British Petroleum, had the rig that exploded, and there was a hole in the sea, And I'm not getting political here. I'm just making observation. And the oil, which is a good thing. Oil is useful. But it was coming out, it was gushing out of that hole in the bottom of the ocean. They said that President Obama's, and there's a lot of political hay made over this, and that's not my point. But President Obama's daughter must have asked him one morning, she said, "Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy? Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?" And that's my question for you in the Spirit this morning. If there's a spiritual drain, we're all going to have them. And if you don't have one right now, you just ride along the road of life a little while. You're going to pick up a nail here and there. There's going to be something that's going to happen, and that's no spiritual disgrace. It's part of the journey. It won't kill you unless you don't fix it. But when we come back and say, "Lord, let's plug the leak," my question is, Daddy, have you plugged the hole? Have you taken care of that thing? Mama, have you plugged the hole? Young people, children, have you plugged the leak yet? Are you still leaking? God has given us so much. Let's not ignore the leaks. Let's take care of them. Know the Lord will be there to help us, strengthen us, revitalize, and repressurize us in the Spirit. Amen.